How much do you want with God? How far do we go just for a ball game? And it's all right if you want to go to a ball game, because I go to my grandchildren's ball game. But how much do you want God when you get up in the morning and pick up the telephone? So, well, I don't have one. By this time, y'all done worked one out. We've been praying for how long? About 5, 6 years, something like that. Somewhere like that. By this time, you all done prayed one out and worked one out and got it working. I got to talk to you. How much do you want? Do you want what God has? Or you just want somebody to pacify you? Are you going to make excuses? Don't you know I got all kind of handicaps? Moses had them. But what God said, who made you, boy? Well, I don't have the money. Who made the money? Okay. By this time, you ought to be using your faith, still sitting around waiting for somebody else to use it for you. How much do you want God? Do you want him enough that God can move in this city? That it will shake up the religious folks, shake up the drug dealers, shake up the sex traffic. Don't you know there are all kind of incest going on right here? Probably some of you know about it, and I'm not asking you to tell me, but I'm just telling you. How much do we want the presence, the power of God? What are we willing to give up? What are we willing to do? I found out that men that got the presence of God, they did something. It cost them. They didn't sit around and whine. They got in the presence of God and said, we want this change, Lord. They got a hold to God. I'm asked him. I ain't satisfied. Now you may be. And a lot of things that I used to be chasing, I said, don't have any bearing on me anymore. You hear what I'm saying? Things, I appreciate God. I appreciate things, but God, the presence of God is more important to me than anything in this earth. All right, let's go just a little further. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, because what? Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. Which leadeth unto life. But few there be that find. I am convinced there is a life that can be lived. Y'all listen to what's coming out of my mouth. There is a life that can be lived in this earth among men that is without limitation. So many years, I put limitation on myself. I know none of you are guilty of that. So y'all pray for me. But I'm convinced there is a life that we can enter into that has no limitation. You say, how do you say that? Because God said, with God, there are no impossibility. Then he turned around and said, all things. He didn't say something. But he said what? All things. How many things? All things are possible. to him that believe. You know what that believing, when it said him that believe, him that believe and get busy doing something. Let me move on. Proverbs says, take fast hold of instructions. Proverbs 4:13. I'm going to read it from the King James and Holman. Ooh, I got to hurry. I got to get to this point. Take fast hold of instruction, let it not go. Keep her for it. She is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of the evil men. Avoid it, pass by it, turn from it, and pass away. Now, the Holman reads like this. Hold on to instruction. Don't let it go. Guard it, for it is your life. Don't set foot on the path of the wicked. Don't proceed in the way of evil ones. Avoid it. Don't travel on it. Turn away from it and pass by it. And I made this statement earlier, and I'm going to have to skip to get to where I need to go. Because my time be getting away, and I have to come back and pick this up. I made this statement earlier. Jesus knew that he would become our pathway to life, and that he was the one that could and would redeem us. He knew that. This is why he could go through death, despising the shame, because something was set before him. Hebrew tells us, and we have to come back and pick that up. But are you still looking at your text? Psalm 16:11. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life.